We're about to begin a new era in VCU athletics. Before we do so, I'd like to take just a second to recognize the great progress we made in the Holland era. Terry and Ann are over to my right. Over the 9 years, we've made unbelievable progress in our national visibility, getting into the Big East, conference championships, and the way that we do business in athletics. Please help me in thanking Terry and Ann Holland for all we've done. I can't predict his ultimate authority, but I bet he's the tallest AD we'll ever have. But I also gave him an assignment, and he has to leave in a few minutes because we have a Big East teleconference, and Terry's going to be on it, so he can't stay too long. Thank you for both for being here. Many people led to the very positive results that we've had. I can't thank them all, but 15 members of the search committee, at least 10 to 12 members of the staff, the Pirate Nation, with your passion, your fan support, what you mean to Dowdy Ficklin and every one of our sports. So let me just thank everybody that's associated with this Pirate Nation for being able to attract a great pool of candidates. I can't legally talk about the names, but we had a great pool of candidates. Two of the people that made a huge difference in the interviewing process, in the criteria for the new AD, and to getting us to a great place were members of the board. Danny Scott is the chair of the Athletics Committee, and of course Robert Lucas is the chair of our Board of Trustees, and I'd like each of them to make brief comments about the search process, and I've told them both that a short speech is a great speech.
You put me in front of a mic and I'll talk all day, but the chance that it's clear you're going to be really long, I hope you can fool me. I'd like to echo a couple of the Chancellor's remarks and first say it is a great day to be a Pirate. And I'd also like to thank Coach Holland. Coach, what you've done for the university over the course of the last 9 years has been invaluable, and we are eternally grateful. Jeff, welcome. And I'd like to say, as a Pirate, and speaking for the Pirate Nation, we don't expect a lot. We just want championships. That's it. But I would say, Jeff, that there's one thing probably even more important to us and to the Pirate Nation, and that's academics. And as I look at your body of work, what you've done and what you've done at NIU has been extremely impressive. I don't know if you all know this, but I'll read a few of these accolades. All 17 teams surpassed the academic progress rate. NIU football team has an APR rank in the top 12 in the country for the last 4 years. Northern has had 7 academic All-Americans, 2 National Football Foundation scholarship athletes, an NC2A Woman of the Year finalist, an NCAA postgraduate scholarship winner in the last 3 years. So as a member of the board and a member of the Pirate Nation, Jeff, those are the types of things that we're looking forward to, success on the field and success in the classroom. And with that, I'd like to bring up our chairman, Bob Lewis. Bob.
Thank you so much, Danny. This is indeed a great day for us. It's the beginning of a new era. I can't even tell you how excited I am, but look, I can't go any further either without thanking Terry. It has been a pleasure to work with Terry. We came on board almost at the same time. I've been with the Board of Trustees for 8 years. He was a little ahead of me. Steve, all three of us came almost at the same time. But he's been a great friend, but it's just been a pleasure to work with him. And all you got to do is look outside to see what he's accomplished. But let me tell you this. We wouldn't be celebrating today with all the excitement that we have if it wasn't for his efforts. And not only him, but his entire team. And we greatly appreciate that. I do need to thank the AD committee. It was a lot of fun chairing it. These folks really worked hard. As the Chancellor said, the pool was deep. You would be very impressed by it. They asked hard questions. And for us to reach a consensus as a committee, let me tell you something, 15 people. You can't hardly get 15 people to agree where to go out to eat at night. But to get them to agree on this was just was amazing. Everybody was on the same page. I would also like to thank Chuck Ninus, who was our consultant. He did an outstanding job. Chuck is Mr. College Football if there ever was one, and we thank him for that. I also want to thank our chancellor, because let me tell you something. This was a lot of work. There was a lot of candidates that were interviewed. Think about working all day, and then when you do this, you do it at night or weekends. We did both, and many of them. He could have easily delegated that to someone else, but he did it himself. And as I have said many, many times, around him and away from him, we are very fortunate to have a chancellor that cares deeply about athletics. That's not the case everywhere in every university. He's played in athletics in college, and we're lucky that he cares so deeply about it. But you know, this has been such a secretive process. We had to sign things. I believe if you violated it, you can pull time. And let me tell you, I'm about to die to be able to tell somebody who we picked, but I couldn't do it. But here, you know, this today I finally have that chance to do it. Well, I'm not around any of you folks. I'm back in my office. So the only person I really could tell was my secretary, who's had me everywhere, you know, that I needed to be on time and all the places and, you know, all the restaurants and so forth. So I sent her an email, Jeff, that had all your accomplishments. Somebody had written it up on one of the pirate websites. Everything you've done since fourth grade, I believe, was in there. And I sent it to her. So anxious to wait for her to, you know, a few good job picking this guy. So I'm waiting for an email that pops up. There it is. It was a little frustrating. It was only one sentence, and here's what it said. He sure is handsome. Let me tell you something. There were other reasons. Let me share a few of them with you. First and foremost, it's his competence. If you're going to hire somebody, you got to look and see what they've accomplished. There's no way in the world that I can sit up here and tell you all of his accomplishments. We wouldn't have time to go through them. But I do want to just tell you just a few things, in addition to all the experience that he brings to the table. His university last year won 4 conference championships. That's outstanding. That was a school record. His football team won 2 straight football championships. He's been to 5 straight bowl games. They won 12 consecutive games last year, and I don't think I have to tell everybody the fact that they went to the Orange Bowl. That's something that we dream of doing, but it can be done. And at the same time, they were ranked in the top 12, the football team, academically in the United States. That shows you that not only can it be done, but it can be done with integrity. Both the football coaches that he recently hired, or hired the last number of years, one went to Minnesota as the head coach, one to North Carolina State. Coach, a little later this fall, you get to see him up close and personal. And also, let me tell you something, in any job, but particularly this job as an AD, communication skills are everything. Whether that be with the department itself, or whether it be with the other universities, the relationships that have to be established with other ADs and so forth. But it's also so important with the Pirate Nation. He has these communication skills. Also, he has, and some of you may not know it, but he has a lot of contacts and roots with the state of North Carolina. He lived in Greenville. He worked in Raleigh with North Carolina State for a number of years and was also the AD at Western Carolina. So he's got the unique privilege of living in all 3 parts of the state. So that knowledge of the state will serve him well in all aspects of his work. But lastly, I think all of you will agree on this, and as the Chancellor mentioned it, we're at a crossroads. We've accomplished so much so quickly, and we're all so proud of it. But if I hear this statement one more time, I think I've heard it 1,000 times in my position, and that is, take us to the next level. And in order to do so, we've got to have leadership to do it. And this man brings that leadership to the table. In fact, his vision, I jotted it down, and it was this. We develop champions in the classroom, in competition, and in life. That says it all. Jeff, Kathy, welcome aboard.
So Jeff is going to say a few words, and then we will open it to questions from the media only. There will be plenty of time later on for questions from everybody else, but we're going to limit the questions to the media. Media members, when you ask a question, we'll ask you to identify, to say your name and who you represent, and then ask the question to us, and Jeff or others, if necessary, will answer those. As soon as those questions are finished, Jeff will be available for a very short one-on-one interviews with the media and print media. So because our time is very limited, we're going to have to stick to that. Mr. Lucas introduced Jeff better than I can do. I won't belabor that. Of all of his qualifications that Mr. Lucas mentioned, the one that impresses me the most are his leadership skills. We are bringing another great leader to East Carolina University. Jeff will be a leader for athletics and a leader on campus, and he will make a difference for us in every way that we expect all of our leaders to do. And the only other thing I'll say is, luckily I've known John Peters, the president of NIU, for over 12 years, and if I had not had that relationship, I think he would be here with perhaps some weapons or other things for stealing his AD, or maybe it's only because he's retiring soon that he let me get away with this. So, Jeff, Chuck Nidus told me that you were the best AD in the country that was even remotely considering a job. We're glad that ECU has the very best. We'd love to hear from you, and you are required to talk with the pirate hat.
Okay.
Introductions. It's both a pleasure and an honor to be with you here today, along with my wife, Kathy, to formally accept the position of Director of Athletics at East Carolina University. I want to begin by thanking all the individuals that have helped me facilitate this process, especially members of the search committee, many of you I see here today, others who've handled the travel plans and all the details that it takes to get candidates to and from. Especially Philip Rogers for his help, all the university leaders that have been a part of this, board members, other board members that are here with us today, and in particular, search committee chair and chair of the board of trustees, Bob Lucas and Danny Scott. Thank you for your comments earlier today. I really appreciate that. I also want to thank the many great men and women who have helped me stand before you today, people like my father and my mother and my stepmother, who instilled many of the values and the traits that have helped me become who I am today. Other mentors and leaders in this business, such as Todd Turner, Dutch Bachman, and many other advisors in this industry, friends like Mr. Ben Sutton, Dr. Larry Monteith, Hal Hoffenberg, Mark Denke, Ms. Norlin Finch, Dr. John Steinbrecher, Danny Morrison, Coach Ray Tanner, and Tom Thomas, have all had a tremendous impact on me and have helped me on my career. I want to also thank Chuck Nidus for running such a professional search. He did an incredible job. And deepest thanks once again, Chancellor Ballard. Really appreciate it. Your vision, what you profess to me, made this decision an easy one. I've appreciated your candor and your hospitality at every turn. So I want to share with you, it may not fit your criteria of a short speech as being the best speech, but I do want to just share a couple things with you that I believe that are principles that guide me and are powerful messages that have served me and will continue to serve me in days to come. And then I'd like to introduce my better half, Kathy Comfort. As a brief personal introduction, let me just say that my heart and my home have been in this area. No matter where I've traveled, where we've lived, I've always felt the whisper in my ear from this great state and the fine city of Greenville. As for my education, I received my bachelor's degree at James Madison University, another purple and gold school. I participated as a member of the football team there. It was during that time that I really developed my passion for higher education and for the power of intercollegiate athletics on the lives of young men and women. I went on to earn my master's at Chippensburg University. Then I went to work. Went to work at NC State University in student affairs. And a few years later, I was hired by Jim Valvano and moved into the athletics department. Then I moved to Greenville with my wife, Kathy. I tried my hand at pharmaceutical sales. And my son, CJ, was actually born right here at the birthing center nearly 21 years ago. It was a pretty special day for us and continues to be. We'll celebrate his 21st birthday this July. We lived together in Tucker Estates and became friends with our backdoor neighbors, Bob and Alita Neal, and their son, Blake. And they still live here, and we look forward to getting together with them and reconnecting. It was also during this time that I came familiar with and developed quite an attachment to Bee's Barbecue. And I got to tell you, I was a frequent visitor there and spent, I like to eat inside because that way you can get all the aromas and smells throughout the entire lunch. So I enjoyed that. So I hope you get back there real soon too. But I digress. It's back to the business at hand. So I soon realized that pharmaceutical sales wasn't for me, and it was back to my love of higher education and back to NC State where I worked in advancement. And later I worked under Chancellor Larry Monteith as his assistant. And then I went back into athletics when I moved to Vanderbilt University in Nashville. From there, we returned to North Carolina when I was the AD and served at Western Carolina University, as was already mentioned. From there, I was on to the University of Washington, where I was Todd Turner's number two person. And at that point, I realized that it's time for me to try my hand at being an AD again. And then it was on to Northern Illinois University. I became the Associate Vice President and Director of Athletics. It's a place that we will truly miss, not just because of the success that was alluded to, but because of the people. People like John Peters, who supports and guides NIU with a caring hand and a student-first approach to higher ed. We achieve lofty goals, and I think for one reason is because we all work together. We were all going in the same direction and knew what we wanted to accomplish. So let me talk about three quick things with you. My first thing concerns comprehensive excellence. When I had the opportunity to speak with Chancellor Ballard, I was struck by his vision and sense of purpose. It immediately attracted my attention, not just in athletics, but in every area on campus, whether it was community engagement, whether it was academics, constituent relationships, in everything he does, I knew he had a high standard. During our conversations, I could see a natural comfort level with his concept of excellence and how I related to that, and that suited me well. But we share similar values, integrity, teamwork. Those are the things that you care about, and those are the things that I deeply care about. And then I got to looking at the vision statement of the university, and I love this statement, how it begins. It says that ECU delivers on the promise of opportunity. What greater opportunity do we have than to educate young people and to make them valued members of our community? I was also impressed that he was a former student athlete and a pretty good one. Pretty good baseball player and went to the College World Series. And when we were in the interview, he asked me, and this is tongue-in-cheek, so no other sports take offense to this, please. But he said, Jeff, what do you think the most important sport is at ECU? I was pretty quick. I said, well, baseball, of course. I think that really kind of put me over the top. I don't know how the other candidates answered, but I felt pretty good about my answer at that point. So we want to embrace a comprehensive excellence in everything that we do, in the support of not only the athletics department, but in the mission of ECU. We will strive for comprehensive excellence, and we'll continue to refine and make sure that our standards are always high. This will take place in academics, our business operations, our compliance office, in development, in marketing, strength and conditioning, sports medicine, and all our coaches in every athletics program will understand what we mean by excellence. With this in mind, I've spoken with Chancellor Valerie, and I'm excited about the opportunity to review and build on the athletic strategic plan that many people in this room are currently involved with. Your efforts are so important because your work will link the athletics department with the institution's greater strategic initiatives, and it will provide a blueprint for our success. My second message that I want to share with you, and this is about our focus on student athletes. Anybody who knows me knows that this is fundamental to who I am as an administrator. We must be focused on the well-being of student athletes. If we are focused on their athletic, their academic, and their social well-being, competitive success is sure to follow. Everybody on my staff, throughout the athletics department, and throughout the university will know that academic achievement of our student athletes is our top priority. They will hear my commitment to integrity through full compliance with the NCAA, conference and university rules and regulations and standards. I truly believe if we keep our eyes focused on the well-being of student athletes, competitive success will follow. The last point I want to make is that we will engage the community. We will be a part of this community. We will work tirelessly to clearly and proactively communicate with our community, from university leaders to students to the academic faculty to alumni and our community leaders and fans. Most important, we will be inviting them to become involved in the success of our program in a way that is meaningful to them, whether it's attending games, helping us with our fundraising needs, helping us with our goals towards building new facilities. There will be a clearly articulated plan, and we will communicate that and make sure that it's transparent and open for all to know. These plans will allow us to hold each other accountable, to be sure we do what we say we're going to do. One thing I know ECU has going for it, and that's its fans, no doubt about it. From the Rowdy students to the longtime Pirate faithful, to me, you are the best fans in America. You love your Pirates, and you show your support by providing a true home field advantage for all of our teams. You have high expectations, and guess what? So do I. As we move into a new conference for football and face the ever-changing landscape of collegiate athletics, we will continue to need everyone's support. And in turn, I promise you that our student athletes and our coaches will give back to this community and get involved and be active and make sure that you know we care about you. Lastly, in my closing comments, I want to acknowledge someone who's already been recognized today. I think he's already left, and that's Terry Holland. He's been your AG over the last 9 years. And I can tell you, in our business, Terry Holland is a giant in collegiate athletics, not just because he's so tall. But he is thought of as a creative leader, one who always treats everyone with respect. And whether you were a member of his team and he was your coach, or you were a member of his staff and he was your AD, you always knew you were getting his best efforts. I'm looking forward to getting to know Terry and his wife, Ann, better, and will be picking his brain when I have questions, which is likely to be fairly often. He has left a magnificent legacy here on ECU Athletics, and I know that I have big shoes to fill. So thank you, Terry. Thank you, Ann, for everything you've done. I appreciate that. Undoubtedly, my greatest accomplishment in life and my claim to fame is that I am the husband of Kathy Comfort, my wife. Together we have two great sons in CJ and David. Without question, they are the most important people in my life, and being Kathy's husband and my father's son is my most important work. This is my family, and we are proud and honored to make this community our home once again. I wish both boys could be with us today. CJ is a junior at NIU, and he's in class. He better be in class. And David is out of practice for his basketball team. He's a senior in high school, and they just won regionals, and they moved on to sectionals, and there's no way he was going to leave his team, even though he wanted to be here more than anything in the world. And I appreciate about them, and you're going to love them when you get a chance to meet them. So thank you so much for your time today. I do look forward to getting to know all of you in the days ahead. I will start, as any new employee starts, with my eyes wide open, a bunch of questions, and I will be on a listening tour to learn everything I can about Pirate Athletics. Chancellor Ballard, thank you again for this wonderful opportunity. Kathy and I are honored to be with you here today, and I cannot wait to get to work. Go Pirates! Yeah.
Media questions only. I'm going to ask the first question of Jeff. What do you mean only a pretty good college player?
Well,
okay, no. Good question. Now, would you please identify yourself? Gotcha. Would you identify yourself and your media outlet and then ask Jeff your question? Any questions?
Right, yes, I got them.
Right here, please.
Hi, Jeff. Nathan Summers from the Daily Reflector here in Greenville. What were your immediate impressions being on campus, of facilities, just kind of the overall look of ECU, and also what you know about their athletic programs walking in the door, and maybe if you would, how is that different maybe from when you were in Greenville that first time when you were selling pharmaceuticals?
Well, a lot of things have changed. Obviously, the facilities have changed, done just a fantastic job in building a competitive infrastructure for college athletics here at ECU. And I'm just thrilled that those things are in place. I think those are the key, because when you're up against a lot of competition and you see what's out there, you want to be sure that you can be proud of what you have and you can attract the best and the brightest. And it's not just about the student athletes you're attracting, it's about the coaches that you can bring here, to know that they're going to get a chance to hone their craft in great facilities and to teach in great facilities, and that's what that's all about. So a lot has changed. The facilities here are just incredible. I love the plan that's been put together, and I look forward to learning more about that. The teams here have always been competitive. You got to remember, I was at NC State when ECU was kind of beating NC State on a regular basis. And I think that that's, you know, I'd like to do that again this year, as a matter of fact. But I think it's important that we understand one thing, and I said this to the committee. The way that we can ensure success is by winning our conference and by making sure that we are successful within our conference and doing everything we can to be the best in our conference. Because when you win your conference, postseason is a guarantee. And I think that's something that we need to strive for.
Troy Wright with some Fire Rage 1250 on 31st. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
To East Carolina.
Thank you.
If you could fast forward to the end of your career here at ECU and write your own script, what do you envision, or what would you like your legacy to be here?
One of championships. One where we look back and say that this was the era of championships, conference championships, national championships, All-Americans, academic All-Americans, tops in our class in the conference in academic achievement, graduation rates, GPA, all of those things. I just believe you can have it all. And I'm not one to just pick one over the other. And so I just want there to be overall success in everything we do. That's when I mentioned comprehensive excellence, that's what I meant. That it's just not one facet. We just can't be good at one thing. It really pays off when you're good at everything. And it takes work, and it takes a lot of combined effort to do that. We've got great support here that will ensure that will happen, and I appreciate that.
Hey, Jeff. It's Brian Haynes from the Washington Daily News. What was the biggest selling point when it came to taking this job?
Well, it was lucky that, having been here and lived here, and I told this to the committee as well, ECU's been on my radar screen since Terry Holland got the job. I was in Western Carolina at the time and threw my name in the hat. I know this place, and it goes back to the vision. It's about making sure that we provide opportunity, and this place has tremendous opportunity. And I just want to take advantage of that. And I know the support that's here. There is no doubt in my mind. And I use Greenville as an example of a pure college town, one where everyone in this community cares about their university. And I appreciate that so much. And that really attracted me, knowing that there's 50-some-odd thousand at the game every weekend for football. Those kinds of things really matter. And I want to be a part of that, and I want to help to lead that.
Josh Brand over here with Scout and also Student Media. And of course, Terry Holland is one of the big goals has been the Biggie. Football's already there. I wanted to get your comment. How much of a priority is it to get the other sports in the Biggie?
Well, I think it's a priority for our university. I can't speak to the progress on that. I know that that's been discussed or is being discussed, but at the same time, you know, we're in Conference USA this year. We want to be sure that we're competitive and win some championships in Conference USA. I don't want to get too far ahead of the game and take our eye off the ball of what's most important. And this year is Conference USA.
No challenge.
No, no.
Jeff, scheduling has always been a big thing here. Terry Holland, especially in regards to football, has always brought in or tried to bring in big-time opponents. Do you feel the same way, and what are your views towards scheduling?
Well, I think scheduling is one of the crucial areas that an athletics director and a football coach need to be in sync with. And I tell my coaches that I work with that I'll never schedule a team that you don't want to play. But at the same time, I want us to play good teams that are attractive to our fan base and make sure that in the long run, we have an opportunity to win. And so that sometimes takes a creative approach. I think you need to look at opportunities there and figure out what's best as far as a win-loss perspective, because I think postseason play is important, and I always want to be in a position to be eligible for postseason play. So I'll be anxious to work with our football coach and talk with him and see what he believes, and then I think we'll develop a good philosophy on scheduling together.
Jeff, how about the last year? How much changed for you going through, obviously, the BCS game in a big year? As already mentioned, your team's won 4 championships, what you're talking about right now. Right. How valuable even was the last year for as long as you've been around athletics? I imagine the last year was probably unique in a way.
It was one of the most incredible years in athletics I've ever had. From the fact that we raised over $9 million for an indoor practice facility, we won our second football conference championship in double overtime, went to the Orange Bowl, did all of those things. And it was the culmination of a lot of hard work. But, you know, it didn't happen overnight either. And I think you've got to put the people and the processes in place to make sure that success is possible. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing here at ECU.
We good?
More? Yeah, just what do you view as the most pressing challenges right now, and what are your immediate challenges that you face stepping into this?
Well, I would say, you know, I think people want to make sure that we do have that that balanced approach to success and make sure that excellence is defined not only through wins and losses, but through academics. And I think that's a challenge that we need to marry those two. But I know there's a lot of work going on in that regard already. So I feel like I have a lot to learn about what's being done, what plans are already in process. But I think that making sure that there's a balanced approach to success and making sure that we prioritize all of those things to make that possible.
My last question, anybody? Let's thank Jeff Comfort for being a Pirate.